to the stories.
Yeah.
Did you have a story, any storage space like at the top, the house? Or
you mean closets and all?
Were closets in the house?
No, there was no closets in the house.
No,
no closets.
Well, what would you use to keep clothing?
Well, we just maybe my mother would put a string up or a wire and hang the clothes on that, and she'd cover it with a sheet to keep dust and all from getting on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was no, what she hung them on was sticks. She'd take a stick and put a wire on it and hang it.
No,
there wasn't no clothes hangers. No, I knew that there was no clothes hangers at that time.
What about, was there, now the house, was it sitting on, was there a foundation to the house? Or
it was blocks. It was wood blocks. It was on wood blocks. And the kitchen was built off from the house, and it had that end of the house, that was before they had stove when that was built. And the kitchen was built off, and then there was a walkway built, and it was covered, that you go from the house to the kitchen, and you went out on the porch, and then this walkway went from the porch out to the kitchen, and at the end of the kitchen was a huge fireplace that they used to cook in before they got a stove, and in one room, my grandfather was a postmaster, and at that time there was no post office any closer than Baxley.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had a post office there in that house. It was a good sized room, and he had the pigeonhole place for put everybody's mail, and they came there on horseback to get their mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what that room was used for. And then this big kitchen was all together. It was, you had your table, which was homemade, and your chairs was all homemade, made out of hickory.
Mm-hmm.
And the chair seats was made out of cowhides. They tanned them and then stretched them while they were wet and tacked them on, nailed them on onto this wood. It was made out of hickory. And then, but the men made the chairs and tables and things like that. And then this big fireplace had hooks that you hang the pots and things on to cook in.
What? Yeah, and you chopped your wood to use?
Yeah, we had fireplaces and always used wood. Had fireplace downstairs and in the and then I had a stacked chimney in one, in between the bedrooms. I had a stacked chimney. And at the end of the house, I had one big, in the living room, or what we called a parlor at that time.
Okay.
It was just one single. And you had a fireplace upstairs, and you had a fireplace downstairs.
Mm-hmm. Now, the parlor, would y'all that like a living room with family gathering in the evenings, or
was
that?
No, special? No, that was when we had special occasions, and when we had company come in, and maybe somebody come in and spend the night, and they'd sleep in
that's
there.
That's what
they yeah.
I'm
in
like
bed.
Guest room.
Yeah.
What pieces of furniture would you have?
Well, they were mostly just chairs that were made, you know, that was homemade. They would put cushions in the chairs and maybe a ruffle on that cushion, and the chair looked nice.